right, let's take it from the top again.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Stuff with Shannon, so amazing. Stuff with Shannon, so amazing. Stuff with Shannon, stuff with Shannon. Mmm, la la la. Mmm, yeah. Stuff with Shannon.
Can you believe, Deontay, that it is already pretty much the end of the school year?
I can't. It has gone by so quickly, and I've mentioned this before, but from about Thanksgiving through mm-hmm. the end of February, it is just jam-packed with stuff.
Uh-huh.
You have parties at school, you've got holidays, I've got birthdays,
mm-hmm.
you've got fundraisers and Girl Scout cookies. It's just nonstop for a good 3 months.
Okay, hold on just 1 second. Going back to Girl Scout cookies.
Mm-hmm.
I went to get groceries one day at the store, mm-hmm. and I walk out to Girl Scouts, which I had avoided them up until that point. And I was like, it's not going to hurt me to spend a few dollars and support their cause. So mm-hmm. I buy a couple boxes of Thin Mints and a box of peanut butter something. I don't know.
Okay.
And then they don't taste like the cookies that my sister had at her house. I realized that our Girl Scout cookies are made by two different companies.
Yes, they are.
And so they taste different.
Really?
And so you got to know which company makes which cookie in order to get the ones that you want. Like the Thin Mints, one company makes them more chocolatey. Huh. The other company makes them more minty. And so they taste a little bit different.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that crazy?
They're supposed to be the same identical cookie.
They're not.
Interesting.
Some Thin Mints have holes in the top.
Uh-huh.
The ones that my sister has
uh-huh.
or has, they don't have holes.
I'll have to check and see.
I'm
we
telling
have a
you.
House full of cookies because of course we do.
You have the ones with the holes in them, right?
I couldn't tell you because I'm not a real big Girl Scout.
Well, I'm telling
eater.
You, your Girl Scout cookies, because of where you live,
mm-hmm.
yours are going to have holes in them.
I'll have to
if
check.
If you
and
go
see.
A little bit east, mm-hmm. you're going to get the non-holy ones. It's interesting. You got to keep up with your Girl Scout cookie knowledge.
All right, I may have to do a taste test.
Maybe so. Okay, I know you totally weren't wanting to talk about Girl Scout cookies, and I'm sorry. I just needed the world to know that I know this fact.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
So back to the school year.
Yes.
So we're now coming up on the tail end of mm-hmm. the school year. So it's a lot more relaxed.
Easy breezy.
Yeah.
Coasting through.
Kind of just filling in. You got Teacher Appreciation Week.
Mm-hmm.
You got...
Now is about the time where if they're not testing,
mm-hmm.
it's okay to fill their days with coloring books and drawing pictures and stuff like that.
Yeah, lots of movies
yeah.
and kind of low-key and field trips.
Oh.
At our school, or at my kids' school, each grade does a certain thing. So,
mm-hmm.
like, the kindergartners, they do, like, this mile walk to a nearby park.
Okay.
The first graders go to the zoo. The second graders go to the museum. The third graders go, I can't remember. They go somewhere. Fourth grade,
mm-hmm.
which is where Sydney is, they go to Austin.
What?
But they only go for the day.
The school day?
Yes.
Really?
So
a four-hour drive.
Yeah, essentially, because you're in a bus.
Right.
So they get up. You have to be at the school. I think they pull out of the school like at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, that's better.
They go to Austin. They visit the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
They visit the Bob Bullock Museum. And then they come home. And they get back to the school about 8 o'clock.
Okay, so that's a long day.
It is a long day. But because it's such a big trip, they need big chaperones.
Right. They would need a lot for that.
Yeah. 13 is the magic number, apparently.
Wow.
So when Sydney was in first grade, I did not go on the field trip because Jude was little. He was a baby. And going to the zoo with a baby, I
right.
don't like the zoo anyway. So going to the zoo with a baby did not appeal to me.
I don't blame you.
Didn't go. Second grade, when they went to the museum, I did go for that. I thought it was a beating. But
it is.
I went. And in second grade, almost every parent goes
mm-hmm.
and the parents
I've done that field trip. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. So but the parents take their own cars. You don't
no,
you don't
I know
ride the bus on that. So, you know, you get a little downtime. You hang out with your kid and their friends, and you get to talk to the other parents. Mm. Okay, fantastic.
Is that what you're supposed to do, is talk to the other parents?
That's what you're supposed to
do. Okay, go ahead.
But fourth grade, you're going to Austin.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to ride on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And because my kids go to a school where we have a lot of parental involvement, and that's not a bad thing. It's a great thing. We have a great school. Lots of parents are involved. Lots of, you know, things going on with the kids. There are so many people who want to chaperone this trip,
mm-hmm.
they have to do a lottery.
Really?
So you have to fill out your, hey, I want to do this. They put all the, I guess, names in a hat or whatever, and they draw 13 names, and the 13 names that get it.
That's crazy.
Go on the trip. So when Sydney brings home the form, hey, the Austin trip, blah, blah, blah. I said, do you want mom to go on this trip? Yes. Okay. So I go to the meeting. I get the info. I fill out the form. We're going to let you guys know on this date.
Uh-huh.
I mean, she hadn't been home 10 minutes when I got the email that said, you've been selected as an Austin chaperone.
Can you say, can you forget that you saw it and they pick a substitute or something?
Except that my kid really wants me to go.
She doesn't have to know. You can totally not go when it's not your fault.
Well, but here's the thing. She's 10.
Uh-huh.
And there probably aren't a lot of years left where she still thinks I'm cool enough to hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
She already has friends, like people in her class who were like, told their moms, no, don't apply. I don't right. want you to go. So the fact that she wants me to go, I appreciate that. So I kind of, you know, I don't want to be the mom that's like, no, I don't want to go, blah, blah, blah. At least not in front of her. But okay. Man, I really don't want to go.
Well, then don't go.
You have to.
No, you don't.
It's your kid.
There is no shame in disappointing your child, especially when she doesn't know it was your choice.
Trust me, I disappoint her enough.
She doesn't know that you didn't get, I mean.
Well, she knows now.
Oh, well, good job.
And I'm going.
Only because you let her know and also, chose it.
Also, so we have to pay for the trip for the kids to go. And then if you're a chaperone, you have to pay your way as well.
What?
$90.
For everything?
Well, for the admission to the museum, the trip, the ride, and then I think they provide dinner. You have to bring your own sack lunch.
Oh, okay. That's an expensive field trip.
I can think of 10 other ways I'd rather spend $90 than spending the entire day riding on a bus, hanging out with fourth graders in Austin.
Why?
9 of them who aren't yours.
I mean, why can't they do something a little bit closer to home?
Well,
it's okay to change things.
It's a Texas history thing.
There's plenty of history here.
Right here in the Metroplex. I mean,
go down to Dealey Plaza, see where the president got shot.
I don't know. I'm not in charge of the curriculum.
I mean, you should probably consider bringing this up to the PTA people and say, you know what?
I am the PTA people.
I think, well, then decide. This is too big of a commitment. $90, that's a lot of people's grocery budget for the week.
Well, but if you can't afford it, then you have the option not to go.
2 months of electricity sometimes at my apartment. Seriously. So if you can't afford it, you don't go?
Basically. So they pick 13 people, and then normally they usually have one or two people that end up dropping out, but they have a waiting list.
Oh.
Because people really want to go.
Huh.
Who are these people?
People with nothing to do.
Man, I spend the whole day. I got to figure out how to get Jude home from school.
I can
to
pick
and
him
from.
Up. I got this.
It sounds miserable.
Can you not take them with you on this field trip?
No, because you're riding on the bus and they only have a limit. They have a limited amount of seats.
Put them on your lap. Duh.
So, which I think is why you only get to take 13 chaperones. Uh-huh. Because they rent, you know, X amount of buses, you've X amount of kids. So they assign you like another parent. So you work in a group.
Right.
And then each parent has 10 kids.
Why don't you suggest that they rent an additional 15 passenger van and haul an additional 15 parents down there? So at least maybe you get to enjoy a little bit more one-on-one time with Sydney. $40 for the day for a rental van. Come on.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure there's some kind of rules and regulations about, you know, security and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, whatever.
I'm sure that's what it all has to do
I'm sure
with.
It's an insurance thing, a liability
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, probably.
If nothing else.
But I don't remember going on these elaborate
field trips. Oh, no. God, no.
Kid.
We went to the place where they printed the newspaper one time, mm-hmm. I think. I know that we did more, but that's really about what I remember.
In sixth grade, our kids go to this like day camp,
uh-huh.
and they do all of these like, you know, rope courses, oh, and wow. that kind of, it's like a full day again thing. That's what the sixth graders do. But I mean, I think we went to the museum. I think we may have gone to see like a kid's
play or something. Oh, yeah, I went like and saw a streetcar named Desire.
Oh.
I remember that. Maybe in sixth grade.
Yeah. We saw like an opera. Mm-hmm. I remember or maybe it was a symphony. It was the performance had a frog in it. Like, I remember that.
I don't know.
But mostly it was just like the zoo and museums.
But see, here's the thing about that and the whole parental involvement thing is, when I was helping out with my ex's children,
mm-hmm.
I did the museum field trip, mm-hmm. and I did the jumping park field trip. And it felt to me like high school all over again, because you don't go in there necessarily knowing any of the other parents,
mm-hmm.
because I wasn't in the PTA or PTO, or I wasn't the real parent.
Right.
So you feel like such an outsider,
mm-hmm.
and there's so much pressure to kind of make friends with the other parents.
Yeah.
But I know myself mm-hmm. enough to know that that's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very awkward for me, believe mm-hmm. it or not. And I'm just hoping, I remember being at the museum and eating a sack lunch there on the steps of the museum and uh-huh. seeing all the other parents like hanging out and talking. And okay, it didn't help matters that there was one parent there that hated me.
Mm.
She didn't like me so much that her sister-in-law, who was the Sunday school teacher.
Oh, wow.
Called me a weekend girl. That was wow. the Sunday school teacher's doings. And so the lady that told her stories about me, true or not, led the Sunday school lady to call me a weekend whore. Well, that lady that spread the rumors was there. And the little boy I was with was really good friends with her son.
Mm.
And so it was painfully awkward. So bad.
Oh, that sucks.
Maybe that's the underlying reason why I've chosen not to give birth to a child, because I know that I can't do all those obligatory parental things that you have to do.
Yeah. It is a lot.
It's just like high school all over again. I don't wish that on anybody. I don't wish my high school on anybody. You might have had a wonderful experience.
I did.
But mine was just whatever.
Yeah. I think it's, I don't have that kind of personality. I have an extroverted personality. So I'll talk to anybody. I will readily admit that I don't really like people, but I'm also Chatty Cathy.
Right.
So, I mean, I talk to people in the grocery line. I talk to people in the store.
I have to make lists of things to talk to people about. If I know I'm going to lunch,
mm-hmm.
like when Kelly Raspberry took me for my birthday lunch, number one, I made executive producer Robert go with us so we weren't by ourselves. And secondly, I made a list of conversation topics in case there was long enough silence, because I don't know what to do. And then stupid things just start coming out, and I walk away feeling like a moron.
Aww.
That's just who I am.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, it works for the most part, but I couldn't do all the things that you do with these parents who I know are way more judgmental, which you say you're not. I know. They are way more judgmental than anybody I've ever experienced.
I think part of it, too, for you, though, is because you're not a parent. So what parents do is they talk about their kids. And especially if you've got kids that are the same age, you're basically commiserating, you know, homework or sassy attitude.
Well, I mean, how much can you possibly say about not understanding Common Core math? I mean, there's only so many things that you can possibly say.
No, parents will talk about their kids all day long.
And then they'll go
and get tired of talking about my kids.
And then they'll go and they'll talk about the things that you confided in them about to other parents, and then they'll be even more judgy towards you. So, like, you can tell the parents about the kid that drew on your daughter or the friend's face at the sleepover,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to say you're a horrible supervisor because you allowed it to happen.
Yeah, but I'm willing to own that.
Okay. See, I'm not, if I fully believe in something, I'm not going to back down. And I know that that would cause so many people to hate me. And I would need to be president of some kind of parental club just so that I could make sure that I was owed some amount of respect, you know? Because there's no other way for me to get it. I don't know how to carry on a one-on-one conversation with people. I don't really have a whole lot to contribute to any kind of group activity going on unless they need a funny person that's going to completely derail what's happening. Then I got it.
That's your role, Shannon.
Then I've got it.
See, you found your role.
The derailer?
Yeah, the comic relief.
Okay.
You're the comic relief.
We'll go with that.
I wonder if it's too late to get you on the field trip with me.
I will be the one that drives the 15-passenger van.
Well, I'll see if I can get
and
that
I've
started.
And I've got the music playlist ready to go.
G-Eazy for everybody.
See you later, Radicator.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.